Matthew 13, beginning with verse 10. And the disciples came and said to him of course being Yahshua the Messiah, and the disciples came and said to him, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" Yahshua answered them, "To you it has been granted to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been granted. For whoever has, to him more shall be given, and he will have in abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has shall be taken away from him. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because while seeing they do not see, and while hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. In their case the prophecy of Isaiah is being fulfilled, which says, 'You will keep on hearing, but will not understand. You will keep on seeing, but will not perceive. For the heart of this people has become dull. With their ears they scarcely hear, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise they would see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and return, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes, because they see, and your ears, because they hear. For truly I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it.'" You know, the people that are being described here by Yahshua in Matthew 13 are not unlike the people of our day. You know, the people of our day read the Bible, they read the sacred scriptures, or even some other religious text, yet they do not understand or perceive what they are reading, especially those who read the Bible. Sadly, they do not understand what they are reading. They do not understand the spiritual consequences of their action or of their inaction. Yahshua here refers to a mystery. And you need to understand, in terms of the scriptures, that the word mystery is not what our current culture interprets as the word mystery. In verse 11, "To you it has been granted to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven." Well, and as a matter of fact, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think Elder Joyner one time wrote an article about the word mysterion in the Greek, which is the word from which we get mystery. The word, when we think of a mystery in our culture, we tend to think of something that's hidden, something that's secret. Well, in the scriptural terminology, when this word is used, it's something that's hidden or secret, but it doesn't remain so. It's something that's hidden or secret until it is revealed. It's something that's meant to be revealed. And it's something that once it is revealed, it is known to the people who seek to understand it. It's no longer a mystery to those people. So don't view that as something mystical, as something that's out there that cannot be comprehended. The mysteries of heaven. The mysteries of heaven are described and taught by Yahshua the Messiah and throughout the scriptures as you allow the Bible to harmonize from passage to passage. But it remains a mystery, you must understand, to those who are intellectually lazy, to those who don't take the time to understand what is being taught by Yahshua the Messiah or what the Holy Spirit of Yahweh is trying to teach them. Only those, in other words, only those who see with spiritual eyes can understand these things. So to most of the people of that day who would hear these words of Yahshua's parables, for example, to those who didn't have a spiritual inclination, these would be nothing more than nice stories, or pleasant stories. Oh, this is nice, and, you know, is this nice analogy, and something to hear, to pass the time, to entertain you, if you will, and then you just move on your way. But those who were looking with spiritual eyes, with the intent to understand, they knew that this was a religious man. They knew that this was a prophet, or at least many of them suspected that he might be. And for those who understood that, they knew that there was something more to his teaching than what was on the surface. And those people allowed themselves to be moved by the Spirit of Yahweh to understand. And when they did, it was something glorious. Because the teachings that they learned from Yahshua was something amazing. Whereas the other people, they missed it completely. Went right over their heads. And it's just the same in our day today. And especially, this was true in his day, of those people who are religiously minded, who said that they were religiously minded, yet they were superficially religious, and they thought that they were, you know, the big cheese, so to speak, when it came to religion. I'm referring, of course, to the teachers of the law of his day. They thought that they understood everything, but they too were spiritually lazy, intellectually lazy and dishonest. And because of that, they weren't able to understand these things. We, brethren, if we are sincere, if we are people who are truly spiritually minded, we must see as Yahweh sees, and not as men, as man sees. We have to see beyond the surface and look at the spiritual gems that are lying just beneath the surface. Let's take a look at a more concrete situation that occurred in John chapter 6. And we'll begin reading there with verse 41. And understanding the context that I just explained, let's take a look at what happens in John 6, beginning with verse 41. Again, Yahshua is teaching.